It's 2:06 on the John Phillips Show, Talk Radio 790 KABC, broadcasting live from my living room in Palm Springs, California. And it's time to fully reopen the state of California for business. Mr. Randy Wang's at the sports desk in Culver City.
We have huge breaking news. It is official now. The LA County Department of Public Health is putting out a new health officer order that will require masking indoors regardless of vaccination status starting at 11:59 p.m. on Saturday night, July 17th.
I'm telling you, I said this before. Remember, Randy, when I predicted this, that they were going to bring back the mask mandate?
I should have believed you then.
And I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but I think they're going to shut us down again.
Well, it's definitely possible if we're already going down this road because, oh, there's a little bit of an uptick in cases. So regardless of vaccination status, even though it's only been 30 days since LA County lifted the mask mandate, it's coming back.
And listen to this. I'm going to repeat this over and over and over again. LA County is the largest county in the state of California at 10 million people. It's the largest county in the country. There are currently 406 hospitalizations due to COVID-19 in a county of 10 million people, and that triggered the mask mandate. If you add up the people with pre-existing antibodies because they had COVID and they recovered, or people who have taken the vaccine, both doses, if you're talking about Moderna or Pfizer, or one dose, if you're talking about Johnson & Johnson, it's at 81% in LA County. The vaccinations were offered to the vulnerable populations going back early in the spring. Every single person who is at risk has been offered the vaccine for months and months and months. The rates of vaccination in that category of people, the people who are most at risk, is the highest in Los Angeles County. If you want to talk about groups that have low vaccination rates, you're talking about younger people who are at virtually no risk of getting seriously ill or dying, especially if you're talking about children. Or if you're talking about people who had COVID and recovered from COVID, you're talking about people who already have the antibodies. So we're now forcing people, regardless of your vaccination status, to wear the mask again in Los Angeles County starting Saturday night at 11:59. And I'll tell you what this is going to do. And they've been doing this in a death by a thousand cuts way for a long time. The people who haven't been vaccinated are not going to take the vaccine. That's what's going to happen. They have absolutely reached the ceiling, and every opportunity they have, they reinforce the belief that the vaccines don't work. Well, if you're going to tell people, not in so many words, that you believe that the vaccines don't work to the point to where you're forcing vaccinated people to wear masks, then good luck getting the unvaccinated people out there to take the vaccine. You're undercutting your own argument. And I guess if you pay attention to Sheila Kuehl and others, what they want to do to get people to take the vaccine is just insult them into doing it. If you just call them enough names, then maybe they'll finally listen to you. Okay, good luck. Joining us to talk about this and much, much more is the armed liberal himself, Mark Danziger, who you can follow on Twitter at The Armed Liberal. Mark, welcome to the program.
It's good to be here.
Does this make any sense at all to you?
We're going to get to argue about something.
What's that?
So two things I'm going to say that contradict each other but are both true. One, the entire public health apparatus of Los Angeles, California, and the United States has absolutely messed up. I was going to use another word but caught myself. The messaging, which has burned down the trust that people need to have in them for them to do their jobs. And we need a reset that will let them somehow regain credibility. And it would be a good start if they would admit what they've gotten wrong. But they haven't and probably won't. The second thing I'm going to say is, you know, stuff that's going up in geometric curves is not good. And we haven't vaccinated enough people to have anything approaching herd immunity yet in California. And the risk of having a lot of people get really sick with this is that that's, to a large extent, where variants come from. I had a long talk with my stepdaughter, who's a medical resident, about all this stuff, and she knows tons more than I do about everything. And at the end of the day, the real risk is not just that a bunch of people get sick, but that we come up with a gamma, epsilon, whatever variant that actually is much worse and can break out again and make a lot of people sick. I would beg everybody who hears my voice, even if you're debating it, yeah, there's absolutely risk in being vaccinated. There's absolutely risk in doing that. But there's much more risk in not doing it. And we've got to get the vaccination numbers up. And that's the solution. That's the best solution we're going to come to. So that's A. B, they can't close it down. People will not close down again. I know my neighborhood restaurants, which have managed to hang on through this disaster. We had a talk about it the other day. We went, Tuesday Night Tacos at Mexican Riviera around the corner from our house. And was talking to the owners. And they're like, we'll just stay open. Let them come close us down. And my sense is that people are psychologically done with the constraints. And that our leadership, and I know you and I have talked about this in the past, wants to go out and have fancy dinners with their buddies at the French Laundry, which, by the way, is an excellent restaurant. And people don't believe that they take it seriously, so they're not going to take it seriously either. So, I wear a mask. I do it in part to just be polite to people. It's annoying. But at the end of the day, I think we're not going to be able to shut down. We got to get vaccinated. And the public health, apparatus in our county and state need to get their act together. How's that for an opener?
To the point of you don't believe that people would deal with another shutdown. If you would have told me at the beginning of this process that they would shut down our entire economy, the greatest economy the world has ever seen, and people would just willingly go along with it if they got EDD checks in the mail, I would have told you were crazy. But they did, and they were happy to do it. And you have a lot of people who have no interest in going back to work. And I say to myself, if they could do that for a year and then they open us up, not fully, but partially, and they decide to shut us down again, the lemmings will absolutely be happy to do it.
So what you're saying basically is that the workers at the Mexican restaurant aren't going to show up because they'll be getting EDD money, but the owners are going to be trying to keep it going on their own.
Pretty much.
But I'll tell you something. I live in a neighborhood that was pretty strict, right, in the crux of the lockdown last year. We would go down to Orange County and look around and it's like, wow, nobody wears masks. Everyone's out. This is kind of weird. I live across the street from a park and literally people would socially distance in the park. They would wear masks outdoors in the park, which is kind of unnecessary, right? But we took it all very, very seriously. I will tell you that in the last 2 weeks, the park across from my house is packed with people. Every restaurant in our neighborhood is packed with people. Every bar packed with people. I don't think they may not want to go back to work, but I'll tell you, they're not going to stop going out to drink and eat. They're not going to stop going to the park. They're not going to sit in their houses the way they did for 6 months last year. It's just, I don't see it happening. And I don't think, you can't go police state on this, right? We're not going to have the police cordon off the parks and restaurants and arrest the restaurateurs en masse. That's not going to work.
They did it before. They were arresting people who were wakeboarding at the beach or citing them.
Yeah, but that's when there were three people wakeboarding at the beach. When there's 3,000, they can't arrest everybody. Again, we'll see, right? This is a testable proposition. If they shut it down next week or the week after and people are off the beach and they've arrested everybody, then I'm going to, I will publicly eat my words. How's that?
Do you believe that people who watch Barbara Ferrer on TV or Flip Flop Fauci or any of the others who are giving advice, Gavin Newsom, the elected leaders, the mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti, Do you believe that when the average Joe is sitting in front of their television or listening to their radio and they're hearing these people say, you need to do this, you need to do that, and they've been wrong, not just wrong, but they've been wildly wrong for so long on so many different subjects, do you believe that the people give them credibility when they tell us to do something? I don't.
No, not at all. That's the first thing I said, is they have burned down their credibility. And what they should be doing is they should be going in the media and saying, we messed up. We called this stuff wrong. We gave you the wrong information. We may have done it for good reasons. We may have done it because we were wrong, but we were wrong, right? And here's what we're doing now to make sure we're not wrong anymore. That's what I would expect from any leader. And I'm not seeing any of it from them.
Should Anthony Fauci lose his job?
I don't know who there is that's out there that could do a better job. If I had a candidate to replace him, I'd say sure. He certainly hasn't done a good job. I don't think he's covered himself with glory. I also think he's been in an impossible place because the political leadership he has, it's more of a political job than a technical job. Right, he's not a doctor. He's not a health scientist. He's messaging policy, and the policy message are a mess. Now they're partly a mess because he's involved in making them, which is why I don't think he's doing a good job.
How does all of this impact the recall election? Because part of what Gavin Newsom is selling is that the state of California is roaring back. We're reopening. Everything's going to be fine. People are getting paid, whether it's from the government or going back to work. Children are going to be back in school. If you're saying that this pandemic is bad enough to where you have to wear masks indoors, at the grocery store, in restaurants, wherever, good luck getting the teachers union to go back to work. Because that's not happening either.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to have two-year-old kids wear masks in California schools. Have you ever had a two-year-old kid? I mean, did the person who proposed that rule ever parent a two-year-old child? Because I can't believe they ever did. I mean, they're crazy. I think it's very bad news for Newsom. I don't yet look at the cast of characters running against him and think that he needs to kind of be worried. But I think that it's going to be a lot closer than it would be otherwise. And I think that, you know, Newsom has not shown, though, you know, you and I've talked before about Newsom's failures of leadership. And we need in this state somebody who genuinely can lead, who can generally lead by example, who genuinely, you know, people feel is, you know, in the trench with them. And instead, we get Newsom, who lies about his kids going to school, who, you know, goes out and has dinner with his friend. And don't get me started on Newsom. I'll just get going. I'll get spun up and waste all our time.
You used to work for Jerry Brown some time ago. Jerry Brown just did an interview with, I think it was it Conan Nolan, Randy? It was either Conan Nolan or Alex Michelson. And he didn't directly attack the performance of Gavin Newsom. In fact, when he was asked directly, he said, oh, yeah, he's had a tough hand of cards. He's done well. But then you listen to the details, and he goes in about the out-of-control spending. He goes in about the lack of leadership. He goes in about all of the problems in Sacramento. And you say to yourself, wait a minute. If that's what you think the reality is in Sacramento, you don't think this guy's doing a good job. You just don't want to come out and create the drama and overtly say it. What do you think Jerry Brown in his heart of hearts is thinking about Newsom's performance at this point?
I think if you think about Brown was the epitome of a humble, you know, and I sound like I'm idolizing him, and I'm not, right? But he was a very brilliant and egotistical man. But he was very humble in how he approached people he dealt with. You know, the whole, he drives an old state car. He lives on a futon on the floor of, you know, an apartment instead of in the governor's mansion. You know, he's not interested in the trappings of power. He wants to get things done was the clear impression you got from him. And Brown was always massively restrained on the state budget. when he was governor, sort of, he was the, as the Republican Party managed to melt itself down into irrelevancy, he was the bulwark against state spending. And, you know, he was the one who pushed back and said, no, we've got to have a rainy day fund. No, we can't do that. No, we've got to kind of balance the books here, you know, in some way. And Newsom clearly, when you look at what he's doing, you know, the tech companies are going to be here forever. The tech stocks are going to go up forever. It's all a party. It's going to be great.
Do you think that Jerry Brown is privately critical?
I think he's publicly critical. I mean, what I'm looking at his words here. We need a more frugal, sustainable, prudent way of doing business. I would predict certainly within 2 years we're going to see fiscal stress. I mean, that's outright calling him on the carpet and criticizing him.
Let's shift gears for a second and talk about defunding the police, because that's something clearly that Nancy Pelosi and House Democrats want to move away from. They blamed that as the reason that they didn't pick up seats in the last election, even though they won the presidency. And they're now trying to say it's Republicans that want to defund the police, I guess because Republicans don't give in to certain union demands on certain contractual issues, and that's the argument that she's going to try to spin out there to paint the Republicans as the defund the police party. But we all know the reality. We know Eric Garcetti and the Minneapolis City Council, the LA County Board of Supervisors, Rashida Tlaib, they are far from Republicans. Can she get away from that when her own people, her own city councils, her own mayors, her own members of her Democratic caucus are calling for a defunding of the police, defunding of the Border Patrol, right and left? Can she honestly, or not honestly, but I guess make a passable argument that it's Republicans that want to defund the police? Or is that just going to be a massive, massive blow up for her?
I think it's going to be a blow up. But what she's trying to do is to basically simply throw a bucket of paint on the Republicans so that she can stand there and go, hey, look, all of us are covered in paint. This isn't really an issue between us. Let's move on and talk about places where there's issues. I don't think – I mean, let's look at the New York mayoral election, which is, I think, the most clear referendum on defunding the police that we have at this point in time. And Eric, why did Eric Adams win? Eric Adams won because he went in the Navy. He was a cop. He was actually a very good cop, from what I understand. He went in the neighborhoods where there's a lot of crime in New York City, and he said, you need more cops. You need more better cops and better policing, and I can deliver that. And they voted for him. And if you look at every freaking poll there is, the people in Southern California neighborhoods, right? The people in Brentwood are all about defunding the police. People who live in near Will Rogers Park in Watts, right? The people who live near Will Rogers Park in Brentwood, Bel Air and Brentwood are all about defunding the police. The people who live near Will Rogers Park in Watts want effective cops. They want decent, effective cops so they can live safely in their homes. And you know, if the Democrats are going to, I think, and have damaged their brand badly in doing this, and it's part of the overall overreach that California and other urban Democrats are doing as they basically take this, you know, moment of power and they go woke. I got to flag one thing. The crazy state planning laws that are being proposed by Democrats in Sacramento right now that will basically abolish single-family zoning throughout the state. And they will allow people to build 6, 8, 10-unit buildings on every single-family lot in the state are nuts. But like defunding the police, it's an issue where, you know, there's a core constituency behind it, and the Democrats see the moment, and they're playing their cards very hard. I think it will come back and bite them. I really do, and I'm sad – because, like I said, I was hoping the Democrats would get involved in solving the problems of poor working class people in California who are left behind. But instead, we're not. We're going to build more eightplexes near the beach for rich people.
Mark Danziger, the Armed Liberal. You can follow him on Twitter at The Armed Liberal. Thank you so much for stopping by. We always appreciate your time and perspective.
Always happy to be here and really appreciate you. Thanks a ton, John.
Absolutely. We have some breaking news for you. The LA County Department of Health says that on Saturday at midnight, the mask mandate is back. And I would imagine, Randy, this is extremely bad news for one Warden Newsom, because he was just in Los Angeles with the mayor and Kevin DeLeon, local elected officials, talking about how California is coming back. We're out of the woods.
Remember how choked up he got about thanking Garcetti?
Thank you to your mayor, Eric Garcetti.
And now the mask mandate is back, and the next step would be more shutdowns.
This is going to be a bad news day for someone that's facing a recall election in 59 days, because California's supposed to be roaring back, except in Los Angeles, where we're masking back up. Even though the state of California is not doing that, even though the CDC is not doing that, the fake doctor knows better, as always.
If you want to react, give us a call at 800-222-KABC. 1-800-222-5222. Let's begin with Christian. Christian, you're on KABC. Hello.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. You know what? This news is really disheartening to me, because I really feel that it's a precursor to them kowtowing to that teachers union and not opening the schools back within about 3 weeks. And I really hope I'm wrong, not trying to, you know, be really pessimistic, but they don't give you much hope or options. So I want to know what your thoughts about that are. It just feels like a precursor to them starting some more garbage with the school openings.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll tell you this. I knew there would be more trouble on the horizon when they wouldn't give up their emergency powers. When they said, we're reopening for business, things are going back to normal, fine, prove it. Give up your emergency powers, which they never did. And those emergency powers allow them to do things like shut down the economy, bring back the mask mandate, social distancing, shut down the beaches, shut down the parks, whatever it is that they want to do. They still have the ability to do that. And you can always tell if you're negotiating something with someone and they want to make it a handshake deal and they don't want to put it in the contract, you're buying a house. If it ain't in the contract, guess what? You're not going to get it.
And 100%.
That's the way it works with these emergency powers. They never gave it up, and they didn't give it up for a reason. They still want to use it.
You know what, John? We actually have a response to this breaking mask mandate news from UTLA President Cecily Meyer Cruz.
Let's hear
that
it.
That is fantastic.
Let's go to Connie. Connie, you're on KABC. Hello.
Hello, John. Hello, Randy.
Hi.
John, hi. Connect these dots for me, or let me ask a question first. Can you think of any country in the world that left its borders open during the height of a pandemic? We allowed thousands and thousands, and we did get those reports that some came in with the virus. I live near the convention center, and just a couple of months ago, we brought in over 250 migrants that, guess what, had the pandemic right in downtown Los Angeles. Now, what I can't figure out, why the administration kept our borders open and then sending these same migrants with the virus to other parts of the United States. I can't figure that one out, John. Can you help me?
Well, one of the first things that happened when the pandemic started was that President Trump limited travel from China, Wuhan specifically, but the entire country of China. And people like Fauci and others fought him on it. And then they limited travel from parts of Europe, and they fought him on that too. And it turned out to be a pretty good idea. Now, that being said, the virus still got here. Respiratory viruses are easy to spread. They're easy to transmit, especially when you have variants that are easily transmissible. That being said, There's nothing you can do. You can shut down your entire economy. You can require everyone to wear a mask. You can implement social distancing rules. You can shut down the beaches, shut down Disneyland again. Whatever the case may be, whatever you want to do, you're still not going to get to zero cases, which is what they're trying to get to. You have to deal with the art of the possible. And they're trying to get to this goal that is unattainable, and they're destroying our economy, they're destroying lives in the process, and they are doubling and tripling down on all of their idiotic policies that didn't work the first time. Let's go to Dawn. Dawn, you're on KABC. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon. Always great to keep us awake. My question is previously they had identified the ethnic groups, the demographics, all that stuff. Now that they've come out with these case rises again, they're silent on that. And it's like your prior call. If they're illegal aliens, not immigrants, but illegal aliens and transients, that's a problem. And why don't we isolate those pockets and the rest of the county go about your business? In fact, I think the good areas of the county, it's about time we all stood up and said, nope, no longer on my watch. And rules against these stupid, idiotic rules.
Okay, but don't buy into the narrative that the hospitals are overwhelmed. Let me go through the numbers again, because it's important to stress this, because the numbers are the numbers, and they are what they are. We have a county of 10 million people. We have 406 people hospitalized. That is far from our hospitals being overwhelmed. That is far from something our public health system can handle.
Well, in fact, on top of that, in the charts they just released in this press conference today, the vast majority of those 400 people are between 18 and 29. So chances are it's not getting to the ICU for them.
Absolutely. And you go back in time, you go back to January when things were really bad and people were getting sick right and left. In January, LA County had 8,000 hospitalizations. Now we have 406. And those 8,000 hospitalizations were people in demographics that were having a tough time with the virus. They were elderly. They were obese. They had diabetes. They had comorbidities. And they would not have as easy of a time fighting off the virus as young people who are getting it now. So don't buy into the panic porn that we have a chaotic situation that we can't deal with, because that's what they're telling us, and it's just not true, and we have the numbers to prove it. All right, let's go back to the phones and go to Greg. Greg, you're on KABC. Hello.
How you doing, John? I've called several times during the pandemic. I'm an independent practitioner, and I've worked through the worst part of it, and I've worked through the better part of it. And I was on call Monday, only saw a few patients, no COVID. The hospitals I go to, they have probably one or two. The ICUs are now clean. And there's been a reported uptick in the Kaiser healthcare that patients are being admitted, but those are known to be unvaccinated with comorbidities. So Kaiser does have a large healthcare system, as you well know, across the country, and I'm sure that they are getting their information from the pipeline from there, and that's a knee-jerk reaction. And if they go ahead with another shutdown, Newsom's doomed. I don't think they'll go beyond the mask mandate, and I think there's going to be a revolt. It'll be LA County only.
Well, I hope you're right. I hope you're right, but they've just abused us so much over the last year and change that to assume that they're going to be acting in a better manner now is an assumption I'm not willing to make, but I respect your optimism, sir.
And I got to add to Greg's point, 100% of those people that are hospitalized, the 400 people, are unvaccinated. Yet the rule is, even if you're vaccinated, you got to wear that mask now starting Saturday.
Absolutely. All right.